This year, my Sefer Megeta, Agoda Shul Pesach, is special aloches an Erev Pesach Shechal Liyos B'Shabbos. But Be'etzim is a Yamfil aloches of them, which right, the base aloches what a person has to know. So like this, the meaning is l'maisa that the drosha from Shabbos HaGodl, the Rav gives, the Shabbos before Shabbos HaGodl, the next week, Zion Nissen, for different reasons. The main reason is that the Ike Drosha from Shabbos HaGodl is, this was the Takone, that the Rav will give the Adrocha Vos Tzuton for Pesach. What it will help, that the Rav will stand Erev Pesach Shechal Yis B'Shabbos, and he will tell you that the Matzahs are not good, and they've gained andere Platz Gam Matzahs, and this is a problem, and that's a problem, there's nothing more to do anymore. Memele, we do it a week before. The time is Pchoirim, you fast Yom Chamishi, Tuesday. Be'etzem, Friday would be the right day. Let's cover Shabbos, but Friday is also not the right day. Be'etzem, Shabbos is the right day. But you can't do it Shabbos because you don't fast on Shabbos. So you push it already before. So already Friday is also past Nisha. It's called the Shabbos. So you push it off to Yom Chamishi, to Thursday. So here's Shtikel, Yeshiva Shered. Again, Be'etzim, it's a Purim Mishul Shtikel Yeshiva Shered. But it's the same Red. B'derek Kalal happens at the same time. Purim Mishul Shtikel happens every time. I say it's the Klal. If it's a Purim Mishul Shtikel, you will know that that year you will find Erev Pesach Shechal Yis B'Shabbos. About the time is as a lemoshul, what the achronim clear? What would be a kid that becomes bar mitzvah Friday? So the halacha is that a young kid, his father has to fast for him. If he's a pchoy, the meaning is, Hashem bekol v'binagea, you'll have to fast. What would be if your son becomes bar mitzvah Friday? Bezman achiyuv is Shabbos. The chiyuv son, mishnegeh to me. Yom Chamishi, I have a son that needs to fast. Oh, but he's not chayv to fast yet. He's a cotton. So what is the chikir? It's like a Pesach Tzvi Frank. The pshat, they were oiker Shabbos, and they made the tainis Yom Chamishi. The male, now the tainis is Yom Chamishi. I have a little kid, I have to fast. Oh, the tainis is Shabbos. Not me, a person that has to fast Shabbos has to fast Yom Chamishi. And Valen Shabbos is not the father's problem, because the Maaseh, the Achron, the person that the father doesn't have to fast. Now, Zogar Pesach Tzvi Frank, but could be the kid has to fast Friday. But you see, it's an halacha negeh to everyone here. The kid has to fast Friday. Because Sheitim Hilchos Purim, that in Tanis Esther, Shechal Liyos, the Sunday, so we fast Purim that is Chal Sunday, we fast Yom Chamishi. Not a Purim Mishulish, a normal Purim. If you didn't fast Yom Chamishi, but the other you fast Friday. So basically a person that didn't fast Yom Chamishi could fast Friday. So someone became Bar Mitzvah Friday, so this year he will have a Tainis Pchoyres Friday. Totally a shtickle on this red. Aval Chul Atzmucha from the red of Purim, not a Purim Mishulish Nikir red, stop. From the Aloche, that if a person didn't fast, and it's Esther Yom Chamishi has to fast. So more from that, some people tiny, if you hear the Siyum Yom Chamishi, you didn't fast yet. But that's mitzvah. So you have to fast Friday. So the Achroa of Ramesh Shternbuch is, to hear the Siyum also Yom Chamishi and also Friday. Again, As the gate to America to a place that you only could find one Siyum Nebach, so ain't a chanami. Then have the in a place, in a weiter with Ohio, if it's in a place. So dear Take, ain't a chanami, do the Siyum Yom Chamishi. But if it's two guys in Shul that I'm asking to do Siyum, so normally we make the Tevim to Beidin. There your name. The Achroi is to tell the other guy to do it Friday. The Meir to be Yitzer. In the Lashon from Pesach Tzvi Frank, I saw inside the Mikroi Kodesh, he says, you do the Siyum Yom Chamishi, umishiyurei ha-Siyum oichlim b'yom vav. Aber Rabbi Sternberg sagt mir, der beste Eitze ist, als er macht das Siyum, sei er im Chamischi und sei Freitag. Noch einmal, der Lomdes ist, weil bei Eitzem der Aloche ist, Mischelo ist Anne bei Chamischi, ist Anne bei Shishi. Und wenn man gehört das Siyum, ist er nicht kein Nisane. Nun, und man hat euch getimmt, wir können fasten Freitag. Wenn man der Eitze ist, machen das Siyum, sei er im Chamischi und sei er im Shishi. Sag noch einmal. Von Balabatim, wir können Mekel sein, so haben das Siyum im Chamischi. Aber unsere Abnetere, want we maken het eigenlijk, dat is de. Laat me geen weiter. Want dan lachen ze aan de geer, dit is hier. Bedik als chomets, de minig is de meisje, we doen bedik als chomets, jaim chamishi bijna. Schreef als chomets. Where we do the schreef als chomets? So me ikara al loche, you could have done schreef als chomets Freitag, aber als schoef als Shabbos. It's not easy, but you'll have to leave me after Shabbos also. But the place can bring down Lemaise to burn it also b'shor chamishis, like every year, mishad loy plug. I forgot to say last week, but maybe I said it, we bring down what is the Indian to burn? We said to mekayim the mitzvah. So we asked, everyone in the family has to do it. So we bring down an other song in Be'ezim, we're not mekayim the mitzvah, so koinim zmanoy. But we want the kids to remember, chometz mibrent. So we want the kids to remember, just to make the effect on the family. B'meile, while this is the Indian, so they say, if you burn it afternoon, the kids will remember, afternoon we burn. So since that's all gzeire, you burn it in the same time. What? The Bona B'Samigdash, right? Right. It's under B'Samigdash. Yeah, but then I've come to be some leader. If you learn about be some leader, it's not exactly. But the world wants to be makel every time we try to burn besoif shor revis. Shor chamishas beri zechiv sreife. Midei reises chatzois. Soif shor shishis. We burn already be chamishis, it's at yeme meruna. So a lot of people say, this you could be makel this year to burn besoif shishis, because he goof exeira. When he goof exeira, exeira? No, no. Now, bitul chometz, you have to remember, this is very important, to do the bitul chometz Shabbos. We do the bitul Shabbos. Dehainu, we do a bitul leil b'dikas chometz, kol chamira v'chamira deloi chazisi v'deloi be'arte lebotel v'levevkar k'afra de'are. Normally, we do b'shas ha'sreife, the yirotzim and the ganza inyonim, v'chazisi v'deloi chazisi v'be'arte deloi be'arte lebotel. This year, we do that in Shabbos. צריך מצווה ילעת ממאפקר עם שבס. חבטה כה, that every bocher will remember to do it. On the other hand, גמר, people forget to do it, they think, חוב גולמיש, you know, I left everything in Eretz Yisrael, my tata זוגת us. Bochim have to know they have, I got a shayla, I remember 5 years ago, someone called me up, saying גמר, he was by a shver, so he didn't have an apartment, so he, you know, he left the apartment in Eretz Yisrael, he moved to a shver, because in the middle of Pesach, well, it was cold, so his wife took out her coat, and they found in the coat a couple of whiskeys they took in the plane. So, Mamash Chometz, he never said Kol Chamira. So he was over Bali Roy Bali Motz, Shreklach. So yeah, I told him, run to the sink and pour it down to the door. Pour it down. It's reifer, that is. So I'm saying, it's kedai yele reine, beshle teshne abocher, shendi Eretz Yisrael, or tadire, or tados, tayet. You never know, you think you got rid of your chometz, you'd be surprised where the chometz is. Chazal made a takon, and made a takon for everyone. So zogon kol chamiro, vechamiro, diyikibir shusri. Chazisa, deloi chazisa, lebe'arta, deloi lebe'arta, lebotel, ve'le'efka, le'evi'efka, ke'afra de'ar.
You mean we don't say Sabbath?
Yom Chamishi, by night we say what we say after the Bdikas Chometz, Thursday night, and then we say Shabbos. So it is we say, deloi chazisa, deloi be'arta. Now, the main problem goes around this Shabbos is like this. Okay, Be'etzem, the easiest way would be, Erev Shabbos would get rid of the chometz, wash the house, finish. We will not eat chametz on Shabbos. All of the bayot, all of the headaches will go away. The problem is, we were mitzuveh on Suda Shabbos with lechem mishneh. And here's the problem. We have to eat lechem mishneh 3 seudas on Shabbos. 3 seudas. And after we eat lechem mishneh, the house gets full of bread. And this is the first problem. What to do? Then we have another problem. Shabbos day, we need to eat 2 seudas. And the problem is that we only have a couple hours till we're allowed to eat. Shor revis, shor chamishis. It's very early in the morning. So let me get in Kaseda. Sidon mentioned that eat matzo ashiro. If this fouling is leicht. Matzo ashiro, what is matzo ashiro? We Ashkenazim don't believe in matzo ashiro. And we hold that it's chometz. We choshesh that it's chometz. Matzah ashir. Especially the heintike matzah ashir is going to be really chometz. You have to know. So no other hechsherim that give hechsher on it, but so no other realm, they have a kind of axis that makes the chimutz, that could be the kula alm, it's considered the chimutz. But it's a bezunder shmuz. Nishta zei laich to be soymech. So no rabbonim, the svadish, are your makel of them. But a lot of rabbonim hold that even in the svadish, we can't soymech of the matzah ashir. The matzah ashira has to be done from flour and juice. The pashas juice means pure juice. The hainut, if they use orange juice, is garnished. Our orange juice, I think 90% water, 10% fruit. It has to be pure orange juice, pure grape juice. It's a big shaila. If it's a bit water in it, could be again it becomes chametz. Aber lo mezogen mikrigen a matzah ashira mitahechshu. So some people say, well, eat a matzah ashira. And they say like this, even the people that are makpid by us not to eat matzah ashira, in Pesach, Yisur Kores, we makpid to choshesh that matzah ashira doesn't help and it becomes chometz, and it's machmitz. But for Erev Pesach, you can be saying it. So a lot, the most, all of the hotels have a problem, they have to serve meals. They can't serve matzah. They cannot serve something to eat. So I want to go Keseda. The night, till the night, Leil Shabbos, Me'ikar Ha'aloche, you're allowed to eat matzahs till Yom Yud Gimel afternoon Lekule Al. Yudal at night, that is Leil Shabbos, is a Machlekes HaPoiskim. Shabbos morning, Lekule Al, you're not allowed to eat matzahs. Forget about matzah Ashira, just to know the Ha'aloches. Erev Pesach osu lechol matzo. Why? Kedei arve psochim leyoichal odo matzo, kedei sheyoichal ha-matzo leteovoi. Taisa says, because boi la russose bebeis chomik. You're not allowed to eat matzo Erev Pesach. The shail of the Isur starts already from ben ha-shmoshes, and from the night or only from the day. Different shittas. It's a minig that we don't eat matzahs ready from Purim, some people from Rosh Chodesh, it's different from Choshev and Minhagim, like Klal Yisrael, Minig Yisrael, Toiro. So, again, we're speaking now, let me talk about people that have a minig, they don't eat matzahs bichlal. So some people say, but Leil Shabbos, you could eat matzah ashira, even if it's chometz, ledidan, it's no problem to eat a matzah ashira. Me'etem. Who the whole problem with matzah ashira for Ashkenazim, the handle arayim will be what happened Shabbos morning. If you're allowed to eat the matzah ashir or not. So I want to divide it into 3 categories because the ma'isa, people that go out, it's the big problem in the ma'isa, a lot of bochim that the parents decide to eat out for Pesach, especially this year, that is the Shabbos HaGadol, the real Shabbos HaGadol is out of Pesach. A lot of people have a problem with kids. And a lot of people try to cater out to eat this Shabbos. If you go away for Pesach for Shabbos, for sure, the places don't serve bread and then they wash the place. So, I want to divide it to 3 madregas, and that if you have klor, you will decide, every person will decide in his matzah what he could be makel or not. We'll divide to 3 groups. Is the shaila if it's chometz or not? If it's a shaila, if it's chometz or not, so be'etzem you could eat matzah ashira by night, you could eat matzah ashira by day, but you can't eat matzah ashira afternoon. After the time of the Isur, you can't eat the matzah ashira. So the ma'isa Ashkenazi person is no way that he could eat matzah ashira after the time that you're not allowed to eat chometz Erev Pesach. And if you're in a hotel and they give matzah ashira, so even if you want to be making to use it, you could eat it by night, you could eat it by day, but only till the time. So the idea of what to do for shalashudis, you will have to use the other eitzes that we'll speak in a second. So again, if you come into a hotel and they're serving a matzah ashira, again, I'm speaking in the lowest madrege, yeah, sugima. Yeah, you're allowed to eat it by night, you're allowed to eat it by day, if you're Ashkenazi, you're not allowed to use the matzah ashira after the time that you're not allowed to eat chometz, or it's to be around 9 o'clock, 8 o'clock, morgen avrok, you're not allowed to eat it. The number two, machmirim taimi, we don't eat matzah ashira because it tastes like matzah. You're right that we don't use it for Pesach, we choshesh that it's chometz. But while the taste is very similar to matzah, we will not eat it by day. By night, some people will be maker to eat it. Some people say, no, while we don't eat matzah even by night, and we are machmir that matzah ashira has a taste of a matzah, so even though it's not a matzah that is kosher lotus by yedei chivosei b'pesach, we don't eat it. Like we are machmir not to eat even chometz matzah from Purim, right? We don't touch matzah, people that don't touch matzah. Every matzah they don't touch. So these are the three madregas. Some people eat it, but only to mana isu. Some people by day will not use it, and some people will not use it even by night. A different tshuvas for Rav Moshe that you're allowed to. Some of the gedolim wanted an attack, and that Gantz Klal Yisrael will do it, because people that use chometz is so much mechsholes, mukze, that we'll see in a second. Mitzad Sheini, the other poskim answered them back. The Bis Yosef also knew this eitzah. Everyone knew this eitzah, and no one bring it down in the poskim to use this eitzahs. So again, what is the achroah to do lemaisa? It's very hard to say. Again, if your parents want you to eat matzah ashira, Rav Moshe says, yesh al malismoich to eat it by day and by night, and not to eat it before, after zman ha'isu. If you could, and you're on your own, by day for sure don't use it. By night, lefi the matzah. Ketchil enat, but yesh arbeh al milismoich. Okay, now what you do, and I want to explain, if you don't use the matzah ashira, yeah, or you don't have it, or you want to be machter not to do it.
You have to,
what?
If you eat a kezayis,
so what's the difference? No, it's not, it's no shayla that's mezonis, it's a moitzi. It's a shayla if it's a matzah or it's chometz matzah. It's two sfeikas. If it's chometz matzah, it's found him home, that it's not chometz, but you're not yoytzi lechavasei b'pesach. We hold maybe it's chometz. The Ashkenazim hold matzah ashira as sofek chometz, machlekes rishonim, we choish that it's chometz. So we don't touch it after Shasa Isur anyway. Even after that it's not chometz, it's a different problem, fakert. It's in the same taste of matzah. Why is in the same taste of matzah? So we don't eat it.
On heating?
If it's on heating, close. If it's on cold, maybe. What? Say again? So, okay, I'm saying, you have to know, I'm saying, I don't want to try it. My wife wanted to eat out this little Shabbos, next Shabbos, you know. We went to Psachoshima place. They say this near the house they have Psachoshima yeshiva. My wife said, we want to come there to eat Shabbos HaGadol. They're serving matzah ashira. My wife said, my husband will not eat matzah ashira. So the yeshiva said, okay, he could eat bread in his house and then come here. So my wife told him, first, I understand you're supposed to be the ganzer hevach. Oh, but the problem is that I have to make, then I have problem because I'm Muslim. Then I can't, I have to make brochas on the whole surah. I'm not mamshich the pas in the second place that I'm eating. What? I'm not eating that matzah. I don't want to eat that matzah. I'm saying this to you only to explain. Don't think that, you know what I'm saying, the problem is, I know some of the people here that the illos taki eat matzah shiro and the night of Pesach. The night before Pesach. So what are they thinking now when we're saying it? They will go to the corner and they will eat the bread. Very good. Bench, then join them for the Sudah. But you have to know, you can't, Lamazan, you find a corner in the hotel, you'll have your little bread, and then you go up to the Sudah with everyone. Yeah, the Seder Gabel. But you have to know that you can't Mamshach the Sudah. Like a Tchilo, you have to maybe take a piece of chicken to the place you are, the Abbas, the Sudah Shabbos, and then join them for the Gansam meal. I'm just explaining. Have a mind to bench there, you have to eat bread in the second place to bench. I can't eat here, have a mind to go to America and to bench there. I have to eat a kezayis deer that I could bench there. But they don't let. If I could bring a piece of bread, I don't have to eat a bread there. I could bring a piece of bread there and eat it there. The whole, and I don't blame these yeshivas. The problem, I want to explain, don't try to change these hotels, because if these hotels will be machmir what we're speaking here, and they will let to serve bread the night before Pesach, you'll be eating chomas and Pesach there. They have to clean the place, they're serving the same tables later by night. Chometz, I'm saying, why I'm saying all the slumbers? You hear Stam Hashem, say, Chora Chumras. Siddur was to be Seymach, yes, to use it. We have Neteir, we try to be Yates in the best way. But don't try to change them. It's a whole Tzibur, kids. Kids be going around in a hotel full, everyone came Friday, everyone be using bread. A couple of hours of Slayla Seder, in the middle of the Sudah, you're fine. Piece of bread under your table here, piece of bread. Mekanish Meikel, I'm saying. But I've seen the problem here. What is the Eitzach? If they let you in your room privately, again, but Nishtamach and Agan Samais. So let me get it so that people that are not using Matzah Ashira and they're using bread. Okay, so Lel Shabbos, they eat the bread. Again, here, also, I can't say because maybe I'm Nish Beseder exactly, but Chzok was a Davzayn. People, I mark with myself on that. So, we go to a corner of the house, yeah, we put like a plastic, I know to the porch and one goes, and you put like a plastic tablecloth, you know, chad pa'ami, posable as on the floor, and you eat. Now, if you have a big mishpochek, you know it, so you don't want the bread to be around the whole time, yeah? You also don't want to eat the balihoi. So, you know, you take like a pita bread or someone, everyone gets a piece, they finish, you know, they throw away all the chomes nikazachen, and eat till the suda comes. And this is what we do lemaise. For sure, medav wissen lemaise. Some medaknikim. I can't zogen as ich for the medaknikim. I don't like to say zaken that I don't do. But medav zogen, as some people are against it. The tainus of the hemshach of the Sauda, you're mesalek yorem in a pass. The whole heter that we, not that the Sauda Shabbos is not a Sauda, because I'm also everything is good. But the tainus maybe you'll have to make brachas on the food that comes later. The whole heter that we don't make brachas out of all, because al das that if you need more bread, amol you take with a fish bread, amol with a salad bread, amol, mit amol, even if you don't, mit amol. But if it's a message, no more bread, everything is taken off the table, some people turn it, we say, no, if I'll be very hungry, maybe I'll bring another piece of bread. I said no bread, divide no bread. Sidon mentioned as Mach, ich kann nicht sagen, was zu tun, gescheit Atem, chow vachach, gescheit Acherim. Aber es ist sehr schwer, to let everyone to have bread. To let everyone to have bread on the table. To let everyone to have bread, I'll check if it's on. To check everyone that has bread on the table, I'm saying, noch einmal, ich sag doch, Achumre, als bei Iker Adins gewinnt sehr schön, und sehr richtig, to be machbar in it, aber ich sage mir meise, to make this chumre, to make this chumre al cheshben, that the bichonets in the house, me darf nicht. Let me get a trap weiter. So Leil Shabbos is only really a technical problem how to get rid of it. Now we're coming to Shabbos day. And again, Shabbos day, we'll have the same problem even if people don't have matzah ashira. We know we're allowed to eat chometz, bisho, Ravis, Chamishis, in the hours. What? So, I don't know, every country in the hours, the place is going to the shots. We eat Oshar Shlishis. We eat Oshar Shlishis, Ravis, Toilim, Chamishis, Sofim. So we eat Oshar Shlishis. Okay, so now the problem is, we have to eat two sudas today in 3 hours. How we do it? But you have to hear till the end, because there's two parts here. I'll tell you what Lemaisa Klal Yisrael do, and then how, what is Lekatchila, what is B'diyavad. What the good people do is, you wash your hands in the morning, you're medaven vasikim for sure, and everyone davens vasikim, Shabbos, the Shabbos Agadol, the real Shabbos Agadol. You rush home, you wash your hands, you eat lamazog and fish, and you bench. And then the family goes for a walk. You come back and you wash your hands again. And again, you have to finish the bread before the Shah series. Again, a lot of people, what they do is, they at least finish the bread before Shah series, they clean themselves up, and then they carry out with the fish, with the meat, the challen, v'chule, v'chule. Again, the problem is the bracha, because you can't have any more bread, behelem from this problem, yeah? Behelem from this problem. But this is the lekatchila dikaveg, was the meiste klali soldu. The ma'irim that are against the tiny bracha she'ina tzricha, but we take a walk, and we make it nice, v'meile, anyway, in Shabbos nicht das Problem zu machen, bracha she'ina tzricha, in Tur steht, von mehr brachas, we make machen bracha she'ina tzricha in Shabbos, this is the first shalosh shuras that we have in Shabbos Agadol. Now, the problem is that in Shulchan Aruch steht in Hilchei Shabbos, in Reish Tzadik Aleph, that the shalosh shuras that you ate before Chatzos, you're not yaitzim. Machlekes! Zog der Ramo in Hilchei Pesach, in Tov Mem Dalet, so what to do with shalosh shuras? So the Ramo says, the Mechaber brings down, you can eat Matzah Ashira. The Sfarim don't have a problem. They eat Matzah Ashira. They eat it before Shoah Asiris, because in Shoah Asiris you're not allowed to eat already. At Erev Pesach, you're not allowed to pull yourself up. So the Sfarim eat Matzah Ashira. But we don't have pizza with the Sfarim and the Matzah Ashira. We can eat Matzah Ashira already after time of Chometz. Right? Because we're Choshesh, but it's Chometz. Zog de Ramo, Agoe. ומנסאינו שאין נהגים לאכול מצה עשירו, יקיים סודה גימל במיני פיירויס, בוסר ודוגים כדי לאין סימן ריש צדיק א' סעיפוב בעגון. So we eat another shalashudas after mincha, we down in an early mincha, and we rush back home to be before Shoah Asiris, the calendars, you already will see where Shoah Asiris, the chapa shalashudas before the Shoah Asiris. Now, it's interesting, the Ramo gives you two ideas, fruits or fish or meat. The Chofetz Chaim already gives you a better eitzah. What is the better eitzah? What is the better eitzah for shalosh shuras? Geba eitzah. What are eitzah? You have a better eitzah? Mezoinus. Kneidlach. Kneidlach. Mezoinus. Even people that don't eat gibracht, before Pesach, they could say mech to eat gibracht, as I said in the Pesachim. You can eat kneidlach. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down to eat kneidlach. I'm not saying to eat a matzah bride, because some people say you're not allowed to eat a matzah by Erev Pesach, because it's considered like eating a matzah. Some people even say not to eat like latkes, matzah latkes, also not. Like they make like the fish, like fried fish latkes they can make from matzah, also not. Or beknedlach, that it's mevushel, in soup, you're allowed to eat. Now, the problem is, that lecheure, if you learn Hilchei Shabbos, if someone doesn't have bread for Shalashudas, Shmaya, Vos Teit in Ramo and Simen Reish Tzadik Aleph. What is the order? If you don't have bread, eat Mezoinus. If you don't have Mezoinus, eat fish, flesh. If you don't have, eat fruit. Why the Ramo here forgot about the Kneidlach? Why the Ramo only gave a Eitzel to eat meat and fish and fruit? Chofetz Chaim Taka said, if you want, you can eat Kneidlach. Like in the Chol Shabbos, like he said, and in Pesach he eat kneidlach or meat or fruits. So I don't know, because some people are taking machmir not to eat matzah Erev Pesach, even duch kneidlach. So that's a shita in a normal year, not to eat nothing, no matzah Erev Pesach. But the Baruch HaShulchan Tanya is a gewaldic zach. He gibboitz it on a Chok Yankiv. Chok Yankiv says he has a duke in the Ramo. The Ramo says to eat fruits, or meat. In Hilchos Shabbos state, Knedlach, Mezoinus, meat, fruit. Here is fruit and then meat. So, well, in Erev Pesach Be'etzem is a halacha not to fill yourself up. So you're right, Einach and Ami, you're allowed to fill yourself up before Shoah Asiris. But while anyway you're not Yoytze Pass, you're only Yoytze to be the Eved anyway. So I'm going to just ask a grace in you to make Mezoinus and to fill yourself up before Erev Pesach. Lamai said the world, 99% of the world are makbi to eat Knedlach. Again, but you have to be makbi to eat the Knedlach before Shoah Asiris. If you forgot to eat Knedlach and it's already Shoah Asiris, you can eat fruits and meat even after Shoah Asiris, if you're hungry before Pesach. So again, so the maaseh, what we do is, we have a Shalosh Shudas in the morning, and we eat Knedlach before Shoah Asiris, to be ready to the second sheet of Shalosh Shudas. For the Noshim, we can make Elzayin. Anyway, a lot of Shittas are Mekel, Bechlal on Noshim and Shalosh Shudas, by the Chassidim, say, Asach Ois Ginu Benazay, with an Elitvish of Amach, but also, but again, you could say, Mecha, they will eat Knedlach, and these Zachim, a lot of times, in the morning, it's a ganze tirche to make two sudas for the ganze mishpoche. Or you see that you can't change your family. So you come home, you rush after davening, wash your hands, take a piece of fish, walk, till everyone came back from shul. You'll join them for the second suda, and you will have the second suda then. And not the shmach and amichoy of them, they can rely on the shittas that will be yetzer with the knedlach or with the meat. But again, if you want the yetzer, the kil choso, thus in the way to be Yaitse. Let me get invited. Second, the first seed. The second seed, right? This is the reason I said to eat fish. And this is the reason I said, en malasot. But then there's a problem that could be you can't make a broch in the second time, your mom is full. And don't forget, it's not so partial what is the second suda, because a lot of shittas hold till chatzos belongs to the first suda. Chamin, you eat in to be in the third one. Doesn't make a difference. The yekes alamal eat chamin in shalosh shudas. Let me get a bissel to Agoda Shel Pesach. We'll try to feed the Zman that we have. And the Agoda is gemacht in Azav Vegas, we can make it as the ganze Nacht. Aber, mir ist doch on, Ulchatz. Kaddish, mir gerät der letzte Mal, wir gehen zu Ulchatz. We know we have simonim, elike simonim in Leila Seder. Kadesh, Urchatz, Karpas, Magid, Yachatz, Magid, Moitzimatzo, Moroy, Halel, Nirzo. Nothing has a vav. Only Urchatz has a vav. Keine hat nicht kein vav. Havos de Urchatz kriegt sich Havov. Noch a Scheile fragt Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Look in the Seder HaGode. Kadesh, Urchatz, Karpas, Yachatz, Magid, Rochzo, Boitzimatzo, Morer, Shulchan Aruch, Koyler, Shulchan Aruch, Mirzo. Tzof und Mirzo. First one is Zaman look. Kaddish Urchatz, Karpas Yachatz, Magid, Rochzo. Why here is Urchatz and then is Rochzo? Maybe forget. Lama machin Kaddish Rochzo. Yachatz, Magid, Urchatz, Moitzimatzo. Why this is Urchatz and this is Rochzo? Maybe forget, I'm sorry, forget. But what is the Shinoi Alosh? It's a big machlekes apoiskim if you have to. Zogt er, There's a big machlekes that poskim if you have to wash your hands for tibule b'mashke. We said a pol shiurim and then a mol. If you eat vegetables, you eat a pickle, if you have to wash your hands or not. The ma'aseh steht in poskim to wash your hands. Shulchan Aruch steht, if you eat a wet vegetable, you have to wash your hands. Some people are machmir the ganze yom. Not all the other mentioned are machmir the ganze yom to wash their hands. Some people are only machmir in Leila Seder, I think. I think the minhag is in all the houses to wash their hands before Karpas. Why you wash the hand before Karpas? Because you're going to Tibbulah b'mashke, right? The whole year you also machmir? So why only Leila Seder? What? So it's three terutzim why Leila Seder, even people that don't wash their hands during the ganze yom, they wash, and Leila Seder is not even one house that doesn't do it. One terutz is, and Leila Seder, we machmir alle shittas. Why? We went out of Mitzrayim, it's a eilike nacht. Like in a Aseres Mitzuve state, you machmir an paspalter, you machmir alle shittas. Memele, you machmir that also. The Goen zogt, no, the washing the hands of the Seder is no shaykhiz the tibule b'mashke. The reason you wash your hands in Leila Seder is derech chayus. A king is very clean, washes his hands the whole time. The third reason, kidei sheishal v'atinoikis. Forget, the kids will ask, Tate, the ganze yo, you don't wash your hands for the tibulei v'mashke. Vosne gishem this yo. I heard once another reason, say 40 roots in this yo, that Be'etzem, b'zman b'isam mikdosh, they wash with tibule b'mashke, because it was kedusha, trume. B'zman hazeh, that we not makbid anchurim b'tayre, you don't have to wash. But the Leila Seder was nitka, and already b'zman shem b'isam mikdosh erikayim, all the sdorim, all the 10, 12 zachim that you do Leila Seder, so we leave the takonim in the zel b'seder. So Rav Shlomo Zalman will say like this. If we will say, Take, that during the whole year you don't have to wash your hands, only tonight. So Mele, and before Amoitzi, we say, Rochzo. Now is the time for Rochzo. Everyone understands that you have to wash your hands. Or before Karpas, if we will say Rochzo, people say, yeah, it's man bestanding, this is given Rochzo. Then thought that Haim you have to wash, we tell him, Uchatz, Loshen Tzivui. Uchatz, Loshen Tzivui. All again, washing it still. So you have to make a Lashon Tzivui as Urchatz. It's like the Beklola Adikduk with a Vov, and Urchatz is a Lashon Tzivui. Nish as a book in Beklola Adikduk, as a Rav Shlomo Zalman Gizok. Start, it resan, in the Chofetz Chaim is a stire, because I think the new Mishneh Berurah is ready, you're busy with it, but in the Mishneh Berurah in Simen Kuf Nun Ches, he says that the people that are machmir today to wash their hands during the whole year, only if they eat a kezayis. But if they eat pochis min hakezayis, they don't have to be machmir. In Hilchis Pesach, in the Biur Halacha, he says, I'm choizer, it's the only place. I'm choizer, and it's a Torah, what I written down in Hilchis Netilas Yadayim, because I see that in Hilchis Pesach state that you have to wash your hands for karpas, and karpas alamor has to be pochis min hakezayis. Because we're saying, minem tashtikul pochis min hakezayis, for us, because we want to part of the moral, and bear a priya domo, and we don't want to make alamichya Bornefoshes and the Karpas, so we never stickle pochis mekezayis, and we don't even pater in the morgue. So we see, and even so we wash our hands. So Mishneh Berurah, so we see from here that you have to be makbid on washing your hands, even pochis mekezayis. This is the reason everyone is makbid, if you see in the house, so take a besser mention, machdos nish, nish beseda, to take the potato with your hand and to dip it in the salt water. Why? Why with the hands? Because it's shittas that if you eat, it's machlekes, if you eat a pickle with a fork, some people hold, you don't have to wash your hands. Only a zach that you makpid to do with your hands. So someone asked me, he's eating in a seder in a very fancy people and they mamish very istinis, what to do? So if you come into such a matzav, so the eitzah is, dip it with a fork, then take it off the fork and eat it with your hand. Because it's tibula b'mashke, it doesn't make a difference. What? No, the touching is the din is eating. Then if they don't let you to eat with your hand, but the kedorim, anyway, tome, they peel the potatoes, they cook them. It's a machmish toy. So they're cloud, tibula b'mashke. So I'm saying, if they mark me that they can't have people eating with their hands on the table, you can't join them for the Seder. But I'm saying, if they mark me, if the Easternis, a lot of times you have Easternis, that it bothers them that someone is putting his dirty fingers in the water, right? What? What is it? You heard Alamo was under Zogin, Bederich Melitze. But the Shaykh is Purim and Pesach is the Karpas. Chur Karpas, also the Bekasha from Purim to Pesach. Let me go weiter. Holach Mo'anio. What is the Pshat? Holach Mo'anio de Acholno Avosono Be'aro de Mitzrayim. Holach Mo'anio de Acholno Avosono Be'aro de Mitzrayim. So the Kolbo says Pshat, it's a Shane Pshat from Kolbo, He says like this, the kid has a kasha. He knows every week in the house, you make Kiddush, then you make a moitzi. You're not allowed to call the challah before a moitzi. You call the challah after a moitzi. Here the kid sees, before the Suda started, the ganze Woche, the Tate zog Shleimes, all busy with the matzahs. Before a Moitzi, the Tate broke the ganze matzah. Fragt to the Tate, was is geschehen? Zog the callboy, we answering him, Holach Manio. Maybe I didn't explain myself. Was zog ich habsa shene callboy? But the kasha is that everyone has, and I'm sure you will ask it in your house. What are the kasha you have to ask when they start to lachmanio? You have to ask your father, tate, chabakasha. I didn't ask you a question. Tonight, obi manishtano, derech shailo v'tshuva. Let me to ask the questions, you tell me a teretz. I didn't start, you're giving me an answer. So what, melechure holachmanio spoils the whole agada. The whole plan of the agada is the kid will ask four questions and he will tell him Avodim Ayinu Leparim Mitzrayim Ayitziyinu Hashem. The Lelaseder sits. No one asks questions. Holach Mo'am Yo De'achol Na'avosono Be'aro De Mitzrayim. What's he does? It's like the call, but the kid started to ask before Manishtanu. So, hey, 1 second, don't break it. So you tell him Holach Mo'am Yo De'achol Na'avosono Be'aro De Mitzrayim. And the only Darkoi beprusa. The Hainu, we're not answering him why we're eating bread. Why we're eating matzah, we're not eating bread. This will answer him after when he will ask. Every time we ate bread, today we're eating matzah. We'll tell him, Shiloh, he speak b'tzeikum shlaviseinu le'achmit. Now he didn't ask why matzah and not bread. He asked why broken. We told him we were poor in Mitzrayim. De'achol la'avosono be'aro de Mitzrayim. And dir darki beprusa. Velche broit? Only darki beprusa. Not every time matzah. He has a slice, a broken one. He doesn't have a nice bulke. You know, fancy wedding, everyone gets a bulke. Shmach asuda, you get a slice bread. Only darki beprusa. So the holach mo'ani is only answering this shayim. Now, the kolbu learns pshat, holach mo'ani de'achol la'aro be'aro de Mitzrayim, and then, look at the pshat of the kolboy. And then we said, kol d'chfin yeisi v'yeichol. And then we said, kol d'tzrich yeisi v'yifsach. Today is no Pesach anyway. So what are we saying v'yifsach? So like the kolboy, we're not inviting people here. Then we said, kol d'chfin yeisi v'yeichol. Then we said, kol d'tzrich yeisi v'yifsach. And then we said, hashot e'oche l'shon ha'abo b'arad Yisrael. We're not saying it, Bichlal. We hear it anyway in Eretz Yisrael. We're saying, we give it out of the Mitzrayim. And then we said, Kol Mitzrich Yaisi V'yechal, Kol Mitzrich Yaisi V'yechzach, Hashota, why I'm saying that? Because the next line, Hashota Avde L'shon Abob Mechoyrim. We're not Avodim now. The Gemara says, Avde HaChashverish. But by the way, we're not Avodim. It was Hashota Avde. All of that we said. Hashat Ha'av, the Rishon Ha'avot Mechoyim. Now, Tzu de Tzu, so the Briskerot Pshat, what is the Loshon? Kol Dichfin Yesi V'Yoichal. Everyone that is starving could come to eat. Kol Ditzrich, if you need, come for Pesach. What is the Shinu Yaloshon? So the Briskerot Ha'givar V'Kepshat. That's a good body. So the Briskerot Ha'givar V'Kepshat. It's a Loche, Pesach Nechal Al HaSoiva. You're not allowed to eat Pesach when you're hungry. You have to eat it like a dessert. So, man, if someone is hungry, we can invite him for Pesach, Be'etzem. So we say, if you're hungry, come to eat. If you're not hungry already, if you're full, now we can invite you for the Pesach. So, kol dichfin yeisi v'yeicha. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said a different pshat. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said a different pshat. It's a shene pshat. It's a dvar chidush do. A shene pshat. Shlomo Zalman said that the holach ma'amio is not coming to answer the kid why you broke the matzah. It's coming to answer the kid a different pshat. It's coming to answer the kid. The kid knows every year we do kiddush. The room when the Olam go to wash, Zaynish can have sick. We might be Zaynish can have sick. Here we made Kiddush, the Gatsa Mishpocha, Ibtachot Shmuz. Now you want the kid to start to ask you questions, right? Manishtana, the kid says, no, we have to wash. I'm not talking. No, I know my father. Every time after Kiddush, I start to ask my father questions. He told me, wait till the meal. First thing I have to do, I'm waiting. My father tells me, wait, have sick. So I'm not starting to talk now. So the kid doesn't know what is going on. Karpas out. So we have to explain to the kids what is going on. That is not a hefsek, and we could start the agada. So we tell him. That while and this bread we're going to say now the agode, holach mo'am yodachol ma'avosono be'arod Mitzrayim, we bring you a special bread that we ate when we're in Mitzrayim avodim, and we're going on this matzah to say tonight the whole story. So it's not a hefsek, it's tzorech hapas. Fakel, we're getting ready. We're going to eat this bread. We have to know what we're going to eat now. Thus, fakel, we'll shmooze around now. We'll be on the bread. We could start. So the kid b'meile miyad asks his man nishtana. So my brother told me a berazei mikenzogin a givaldi kepshat in a shulchanoruch and simen tof pe gimel. It's kidai to listen to this. In tof pe gimel state a person that only has Mi she'ein lo yayin b'leil ha'seder. Some people don't have wine. We spoke about last week. Some of them got milk. They didn't get no chamar medina. So what do you do? You do kiddush and the matzahs. Right? If a person doesn't have wine, leil Shabbos, he does kiddush al ha'matzahs. Mi she'ein lo yayin b'leil ha'seder. Mekadosh al ha'pas u'b'ritzeya. And he eats morer. Umesalek ha-shulchon ve'oimer ma'nishtano ve'chol ha'agodes. Here the order is a bit different, yeah? Okay, I'm sorry, he even does eat more. He makes a moitzi, he eats it, and then he starts karpas, ma'nishtano ha'agode, and then he goes back to more. Karpas, now a person washed his hands, he made a moitzi, he eats the karpas, ma'nishtano, and the ganze ha'agode. Adds five words. Again, Tzmona Shachanor says, if you don't have Kiddush, make a moitzi on the bread, and the matzah, in Shuldik, the matzah, Nishan Chalechas, Mishalem, and a matzah, and eat karpas, say manishtano and the ganze agode. So the Chofetz Chaim, lav dafko manishtano. Elo yoimar ho lachmoanyo, unoch de manishtano. Shechono forget that we have lachmoanyo. Yoimar manishtano, vehu adin, de oimar ho lachmoanyo. Vergessen de ho lachmoanyo. Firib shlomo zaman ha-erbach, zwei geschmack. Here you don't have to say olach mo'anyo, the kid doesn't have questions. We washed, we ate the bread, everything is going good. Don't say olach mo'anyo. You're spoiling the story. Let him ask the questions and then you say the teretz. Olach mo'anyo only came for the kid that asked Tate, why you broke the bread if you're the first pshat? Why you not saying mech kiddush la'amaytzi? I had to say, interesant, Chofetz Chaim doesn't have no mocker for it. Azok, lav dafko, hu atin doim erolach ma'anyo. Ken mezong et hake nishta ze. Now, the kid asks manishtano. We have to answer the kid. We have to answer the kid and the manishtano. The pashas, the kid asks four kashas. Tater, vol frege dir fir shailas. Right, this is the way we were brought up. I said, no, four shailas. And what is the answer we answer him? And matzah we answer him, avodim ohinu, v'lo yispik. Moroi, al shem shemiru aviseinu. Mesubim, achshav anachnu b'nei choyrim. Tibul, b'nei choyrim. But this is schwer, you know. The kid has to find the answer. You know, he has to be. Shemazam Erbach was still Alamo, he was a kid. Think of Jungrei, I don't remember, met him in the Kaisel. And he asked him, you asked your father the questions? He said, yeah. And what he answered you? He said, I didn't know what to tell him. What are you answering you on matzah? What are you answering you on mor? What are you answering you on. The father then, that the Rutzim are in between the kashas. So the Mefarshim say a different pshat in Manishtana. That it's one big kasha. And if you see in some Agadot, they have it. Manishtana alayla hazeh mikol alaylis. And then they put the four questions. It's ein kasha. Manishtata frek dirashayle. Manishtana alayla hazeh mikol alaylis. What? We have yontas like Purim. Givaldik, Lebedik. We have Tisha B'Av, Shreklach. We have Shavuos, Kabbalah Satere, Yom Kippur, Roimimus. This night, something is mixed up. You're sitting with a white kittel and a pillow, and you're eating more with matzah. Vos geitzach do? You sad tonight or you're happy? The story of Pesach makes you happy or makes you to cry? Vos alimshat? Some, a little bit like this and a little bit like this. Manishtano alayla azamikol alaylas. And you answer him one teretz. Avodim oyinu vayoytzienu Hashem. Chayov kol odom lirois es atzmo ikilu hu yotzo mi Mitzrayim. Bemele, we have to feel tonight that we went into Mitzrayim and we went out of Mitzrayim. We have to eat the matzah to feel the avodim and to feel the mlechoyrim. A direct answer. Tonight, the avodim of tonight is not only to celebrate, oh, Yetzias Mitzrayim. Is chayav kol odom le'argish ki'ilu hu yotza mi Mitzrayim. To feel the matzah, feel the morim, and feel the mechayim. Afilu kulonu chachomim, afilu kulonu nevoinim, afilu kulonu yoidim, is kol ha'tere kulo mitzvah oleinu lesaper b'yetzias Mitzrayim. V'chol amar b'lesaper b'yetzias Mitzrayim, הרי זה משובח. So the Pashas Yilin Pshat, Chol Amar B'Lesapo Yibitzias Mitzrayim, Arei Zeh Meshubach. Very good. How much you blame more, what is the Pshat Pashas? Afilu Kulonu Chachomim, Afilu Kulonu Nevoini, Mitzah Sapo Yibitzias Mitzrayim, Chol Amar B'Lesapo Arei Zeh Meshubach. Even if you know everything, it's a Mitzah Zeh Mesapo, Chol Amar B'Lesapo, it's Arei Zeh Meshubach. I heard from my Shver, told me when he was young, when he was a Bochur living in Brisk, so for Lela Seder, he was invited to his grandfather, Rebbe Lopian. So he went to Rabbi Ella for Lila Seder. And Rabbi Ella said, Pshat Andosh. Hareze Meshubach, the person becomes a better person. Miloshen Karka Meshubachas. Kol Amar Belesabres Mitzrayim Hareze Meshubach, Verzach a bessere Mensch. So he has an offen Rambam. The Rambam learns a different Pshat. We read Arayinu Kofilu Kulan Chacham, Kulan Nevoinim, Kulan Nevzeh, Mitzah Nesab Zeh Mitzrayim, Chalam Nesab Arayze Meshubach. Loshen Arama Mesefer HaMitzah Zazay. Afilu Kulanu Chachomim, Afilu Kulanu Nevoinim, Afilu Kulanu Yonim Zkala Torah Kulo, Mitzvah Nesab Zeh Mitzrayim, She Kol Amar Belesab Arayze Meshubach. She Kol Amar Belesab Arayze Meshubach. What is the She? What is the She? Pashas, afilu kulanu chachomim, it's a mitzvah nesaber. Chol amar b'arei ze meshubach. How much more is better? Ram says no. Even that you're a chachom, even that you're a novam, be mesaber b'mitzrayim. Why? Shekol amar b'arei ze meshubach. What is the answer? What is the reason? This is the answer. If you tell me it's only to know information, you know the information. How much you oisek more in the shvach for Hashem, in the nes for yitzias mitzrayim, du versach a bessere person. The emunah gave the rain. So my shvel told me that Chol HaMoed, he came back to Brisk. So he went to the Biskarov. He was living with the Biskarov. Biskarov told him, no, was gesagt the Zayde for Lela Seder? So he taught me the Rambam, was Pesachin Pshaf for the Biskarov. He told him for the Biskarov. Biskarov told him, Emes, Efshel says, Yo. A Basipur Tis Mitzrayim, Mishti Yitzim, 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 Omar Rablezer ben Azarye, Arei Nike ben Shivim Shono, Velo Izochisi Shete Omer Yetzias Mitzrayim Baleilois Ad Shedorsho Ben Zoimo. So, let me get Pamelach, it's a poor Hoshe Vezachem. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says like this: Areini kevin shivim shana, v'lo yizochisi shete omer yitzias Mitzrayim baleilos. We say baleilos. Ad shedorsho ben zoyim. Now, what is areini kevin shivim shana? Kevin, the Gemara zokt in Broches, kevin shivim shana. He was 18. And it was a missing a Nasi in Klal Yisrael because they took off from Gamliel from the Siyusai. And they wanted to make him a Nasi. And he came home, he said, I have to ask my wife. And his wife told him, you look young, you don't have a beard, you can't be a Rav. You can't be the Nasi. Overnight, he grew 18 Dikra the Dikmen, big 18 rolls of beard, big, came down. And the Mele, he became a Nasi. But he was 18. The Ritva says, Keven is 52 in Gematria. Right? Nun is 50. So Ben is 52. And he was 18. So Areni Keven. Areni Keven Shivim Shana. I'm Keven. I'm like 52 plus my 18. Areni Keven Shivim Shana. This is the Gemara. The Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos Zogt, Areini keven shivim shana, shelomadeti toiro bechol koichi, ad shetoshash koichi, vekovtso alai zikmo, v'arenire keven shivim shana. This is the Rambam Pirush HaMishnayos. Brochus. Areini keven shivim shana, shelomadeti toiro bechol koichi, ad shetoshash koichi, vekovtso alai zikmo, v'ani keven shivim shana. Frank DeVeld, Hashenu Pshatim Rambam, fakafu na gemara. And the Gemara stayed, there was a mess. The Rambam says that I learned so much and I look so old. What's in the Pshat? Talking about Shvera, Emes evolved. A Bocher told me that he found it in the Chasim Sefer. A new Sefer came out now in Broches from Tamid the Chasim Sefer. I'm going to say Shvera. Pshat is as it. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was 18. His wife told him, he passed me, he's a Nossi, 18 years old. Overnight is a mess, it's a ganze ball. A fake. You could put a mask on also. I will know from them. Rabbi Elazar comes to Bismillah, Shatzach Ha'an, Rabbi say, I'm 18, Veloi Zochisi, Shetahomo, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Baleilois. I look old, but I'm not, and no one is listening. Those are the tents. I'm 18, Veloi Zochisi, Shevore Betzina, you're young. Was sagst du? So der Rambam learned das in dem Pshat. So Rabbi Isai lomadeti teure bechol koichi v'toshash koichi v'kofzo alai zikmich gelern azei gifir and no one is listening to me. Aye, the Gemara sagt der andere Meise. Sagt der Rabbi. Rabbi Isai came home, his wife told him, you're young, you can't be a nasi. So Hashem made a miracle, he looked like an alter yid. Be'etzem Rabbi Lezer learned Torah in 18 years, 70 years of Torah he learned. Omal b'Torah azay feel that had to look like an alter yid. Had to look like an alter yid. No vos. Had to look like an alter yid. But koyve Hashem yachlifu koyach. Hashem get koyach. Hashem get koyach. Koyve Hashem yachlifu koyach. He looked young. When they wanted to make him a nasi, his wife told him, you look young. Kadosh Baruch Hu made a nes, and the natural, what was inside him, came out to his face. So already given Shimim Shana, so Nishkin stamps. So I given Shimim Shana. Shalomad di teira b'chol koichi v'toshash koichi. Now, though, is interesting. Till Ben Zoymer came and Ben Zoymer said to say Yetzias Mitzrayim Baleilos. Shenemar, Leman Tisko Yerisyoim Tzeischo Me'eretz Mitzrayim Kol Yemei Chayecho. Yemei Chayecho Hayomim. Kol Yemei Chayecho Haleilos. This is Ben Zoymer. Chachomim lo ino. Yemechayecho oilo maze, kol yemechayecho lemois ha-Moshiach. You don't have to say by night. So Ben Zoymer was mechadish, kol yemechayecho is la-leiles, and chachom zog lo-hobi lemois ha-Moshiach. So l'chu is a interessante shinu loshen, the goyen shtor zayab sa shinu loshen do. Ben Zoymer says, yemechayecho ha-yomim, kol yemechayecho ha-leiles. Chachom oimrim, yemechayecho oilo maze, kol yemei chayecho, lehovi li moisa Moshiach. Why is lehovi? Why Ben Zoymer doesn't say, yemei chayecho ayomim, kol yemei chayecho, lehovi aleilis. No, yemei chayecho ayomim, kol yemei chayecho aleilis. Asikum tzu chachomim, chachomim zogim, yemei chayecho, oilom hazeh, kol yemei chayecho, lehovi li moisa Moshiach. So the Gaon zogt hazeh. It's two parts of the word kol. Kol could mean all different parts, and it could mean all different times. We'll explain. The Chinuch, the Ramban says, Be'etzem, he would moine and sefer and mitzvahs, the mitzvah of Krishma by day and mitzvah Krishma by night, two mitzvahs. So mitzvah by day and a mitzvah by night. So this Rahom says, Kol Yemei Chayecho means mitzvah by day, Kol Yemei Chayecho is a mitzvah by night, two different mitzvahs. Chachomim hold, it's the same mitzvah, just, it will not stop L'mois HaMashiach, it will carry on even longer. But it's not a new mitzvah, it's the same mitzvah. L'hovi L'mois HaMashiach. That the mitzvah is mamshich even L'mois HaMashiach. It's not another part in the Kol Yemei Chayecho. It's L'hovi L'mois HaMashiach. We'll go a little weiter. The Chofetz Chaim, the Chofetz Chaim was makbid to tell his kids, Lela Seder, all the stories, how it happened, Paroi, with the bugs, with the frogs. I think the Chofetz Chaim, the Elike Chofetz Chaim, every part of the dam, Tzfardai, Yakini, Maza. So I will have one thing that I can tell them, if you can to the kinder. Sido, in Klal Yisrael, every country that I was, I saw that they sing it, that Paroi went in pajamas in the middle of the night. Yeah, it's a different, every language they say it. Hebrew, English, Spanish, all sprachen. The Shaila is first, how we know that Paroi Taka went in pajamas in the middle of the night. Efshat HaKanish. What is the raya? The pictures, what is the raya? It's a mefurish Rashi. It's a Rashi. Vayokom Paroi balayla hu mimitosri. It's a Rashi hazeh. Vayokom Paroi balayla hu. So it's Rashi, Vayokom mimitosri. Vayokom paori balaylo, mimitosri. What's the person come and say, Vayokom Paroi Balayla, Vayokom? So the Pasuk, he got up from his bed. But everyone saw that he got up from his bed. I want to explain, Pshat. What's the answer? So Paroi had pajamas. All the kids, Paroi has pajamas. So he had pajamas. Everyone has pajamas. What was the answer? Paroi had pajamas. Pshat is as it's two mahalachim after the Pshat in it. First mahalach is as it. If you know, what was Paroi's taina? Ich bin der Getschke. Li oir ve'ani asisi. Ich bin der Getschke. Paroi ist gewinn azar Getschke. Der ganze Tag, nicht gegangen nach Reus zum Iskis. Also ich stehe, Chazal, am Ischu genau. Suffer for the whole day, for a stick COVID. Rachmon is suffering. Mit der ganze COVID, Paroi didn't endure for a second. Er gehalten sich, am Ischu genau, verkranke Paroi. No was. In the morning, he went to the yard. If Paroi is a getchke, and a gate nicht arois, a getchke also doesn't go to sleep. So what Paroi did, Paroi never went to sleep. What's the pshat? He closed the room. No one knows what he does inside. So gate arois, in the old days, was no bathroom. So, you know, it was no etzer. So, the getchke, so he went to the yard and tells no one to come out. When he wants to sleep, he says, now I have to, you know, run the world. He closes the world door. The bizarre of Paroi was, so the first bizarre was that Hashem told Moshe, do gaze Dalton and the eye, show him, du bist nicht kein Getschke, bluff nicht. The Nitzachon was, Paroi was running around with pajamas in the whole street. Everyone knew Paroi got up. How they knew exactly, it was real pajamas, I mean, we have... Everyone knew Paroi got up from bed. He had sleeping marks. The sure the whole world would be destroyed. So given me shugoyim that didn't go to sleep that night. They were sure midnight. So given me shugoyim. Companies put thousands of dollars to save millions. Moshe tells Paroi, tomorrow dam, tomorrow tzfardeya, kinim, dever, orev, shri. Moshe says, and it happens. Moshe says, Rabbi say, b'chatzoi salayla, every b'chor dies. Everyone. Paroi is also a b'chor. Everyone dies. Ein b'aisha, ein shomes. And everyone is leaving, and all of you people be running to me. Paroi v'lo shos liboy. But I'm asking you, if you would be Paroi, you would go to sleep that night, at least to wait till midnight to see what will happen. Wait with your soldiers, with your army. Moshe says, this time it's happening. Paroi is given azar rosho, azar kvad lev. He went into bed in that night. And it was not in the morning when he has to get up. It's when 12 o'clock, midnight, and shegi pas chatzos, yeah? Ashegi gang and shlof and mid the pajama lach. Azar rosho. At least go to sleep with clothes. Just in case something happens, you'll be available. Azar pikoiras. Hashem wanted everyone see the it's a fashtes by Paroi deserves it. Look at that Epicurus from Paroi. He managed to fall asleep tonight. Das mir alle Kinderlach gesagt, Paroi, du bist azar. Epicurus, komm dir die ganze Sache. Keneged arbo bonim dibro teiro. Echot chochom, echot rosho. Was ist keneged arbo bonim dibro teiro? Sagt Reb Chaim, a gewaltige Sache. Unsere eilige Teire is kenegen arbo abonim. The biggest Rosh Hashiva learns Babakame, and the kid in Masifta and the kid in Cheder learns Babakame. The Zelba Babakame, the Zelba Rashi, everyone finds his chelik in Teire. It's the only Chochmah in the world that everyone learns the same. But the Goyish Welt is different books for different people. Every level has a different book. First grade, two grade, fifth grade, sixth grade. He understands, and Mel understand, noch understand. Ihr Auto versteht ein besseres Pshat in Tnuim, ein besseres Pshat in Rabbi Yochanan. Wie viel mehr Melon, das verstehen das besser. Aber dasselbe Gemorre, dasselbe Jungskeine. So, nur unsere Teile. Steht in der Rosh, ob es endlich sich spät. Steht in der Rosh, Hake Shinov. What is Hake Shinov? So Pashas the Pshat is, answer that he will not have what to say. Miloshin, Rabbi Yeshua, Kiyo Vetir. Hake Shinov, answer him back. Zuzogen. Chassam Sefer gesagt, das scharfere, scharfere Wort. Sehr gehört bestimmt nach Chassam Sefer. Sag noch einmal, nicht alle halten, aber das ist nach Chassam Sefer gesagt. When the machine matzah came out, so in that time, people didn't want to eat machine matzah, they didn't know the new machines, was will sein, so Chassam Sefer was very much against it. So he gesagt, as the Roshe fragt, so he gesagt, in Shabbos HaGadol Roshe. Sehr gehört. The Roshe fragt, Moa avoida azo islachem? Why you have to work so hard to do hand matzahs? It's called machine matzahs. If you have a machine breaks teeth, tell him machine matzahs, but not show him. You have to have teeth for hand matzah. For machine matzahs, it's so soft. You don't need a teeth, break his teeth. That's how they make me a militia for Chasim Sefer. The she'enu yodea lishoil at psachloi. What's it was at? At psachloi. The she'enu yodea lishoil at psachloi. What's the pshat at psachloi? At psachloi. A kid she'eini yodea lishoil is two anogas in the house. There's a father's anoga, the tkifas, and the soft anoga, the mother's tkifas. The mother has anoga. Amol you have a son she'eini yodea lishoil. Zog the balagoda, you know, you have to know how to treat that son. With this son, the father has to go with the mother dike mahalach. Ve'ad psachloi. And the kevet dike mahalach. With this son, not his anatate. Not his anamol amame. Let me end with another word. Spät. What is the Hisha Amdo? The Hisha Amdo. What is the Hisha Amdo? I will say no, Velonu, Shall I echo Bilvan Amalelech Alessainu? Elo, Shabichol Dover Doyer, Oimdim Olenu Lech Alessainu. והקדוש ברוך הוא מצילנו מיודום צה ולמד מהביק השלוב הנערמי שפרו אלו ביק השאלו לאבדס הסחורים ולובם ביק השאלו לאבדס הכויל זה פשס והישה עומדה מינס ברוך שמר הבטחוסו לישראל ברוך הוא הקדוש ברוך הוא שמר אבל הסדה מפורשים סי פשט והישה עומדה מינס this wine we pick up the wine והישה עומדה The schus that we don't drink the wine that the goyim drink, we nivdal from the goyim. That schus that we nivdal from the goyim, this saves us. And if you don't believe, tzel ma milavan arami, migikum em migichasam item, migichasam itzvei techtel, tzvei mo mechutim, bikesh labo lezakol. Don't think if you're married, you'll be miscarried to the goyim, they'll be nice to you. Germans, again, that's the erste Sach. Wie will be miscarried to the goyim are worse. Ken marich and marich and sishpet, but I'll finish with one vote of the end of the agoda. The end and the end of the agoda me zing, achad mi yoideya, shnai mi yoideya, sholosh mi yoideya. And the Shaila, what is this thing? And who knows what is one? I know what is one, two, I know what is two, three, four, five. So, as that Elike Nacht. So, that's the ganze Nacht. So, I think Rabbi Lopian said once, Rabbi Lopian Gizok Pshat, Hashem Sarov in South Africa, said, if I will tell you now, this man finishes Morgan, Morgan by Nacht, du falls to America. Yeah, I'll tell you tomorrow night, you're going back to America. With what you. What everyone will think is what you're going back tomorrow. With a boat or with a plane? The plane. I'll tell you tomorrow you're going to Bnei Brak. With what? With a car or with a sus ve'agole? Stop with a sus ve'agole. Why people think maybe, and with a car, why people will not think Efsha with a sus ve'agole? Why I tell you going back to America, no one thinks Efsha with a boat? It's not even a tzad. But I'm a zogim, 200 years ago, I'll tell you, tomorrow you're going back to America. Then I'm going to ask you, from Tel Aviv or from Haifa, from Valcha boat. Right? I'll tell you, going to Bnei Brak, McLaren with a horse, or maybe you with a foot, you're walking. That is high in those days. Yeah, if you tell someone today, I will write something. He thinks a pen, a pencil. In the old days, it was a suffix. Maybe the piece of chmeis, of some mud with mark. Every time we had to put it up, put on the light. Someone tries to put up a candle. A light. After a nacht of Pesach, a munah, that's the aside. As me frag, what is eins? Kodesh Baruch Hu is eins. I said, you go over to the Goyish Welt and ask someone, who is the biggest? Chweis, he will tell you a big sportman, head of a country. What is the he's the biggest. Other will say Bill Gates, other in the sport, Chweis is the number. But this is what he will say. What is one? What is the Bashef? He's one and only one and only one, and this is it. And Milvabe Leva Shamayim. This is the tachlis of this nigun to be mighty from the Yetzias Mitzrayim. Let's Hashem and Havana Kosher, Freilich, and Pesach, and Bizeicha, and Tzuzayim, and Tzuzamen, and Arabayis, and Tzuesim, and Azvochim, and Apsochim, and Azvochim, and Dar Yoros, and Apsochim, and Azvochim.